Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner, brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now, cheers. And now, the Rise Guys morning show continues on 93.3.
The Planet.
Is this what Dennis Miller used to use?
Yes.
Okay, I thought so. I was like, what late night talk show is this when it would start off? And then I'd see old clean-shaven Dennis Miller before he grew his goatee.
Playing pool. God, that was a great show.
What happened to him? That's a guy who like disappeared from the face of the earth.
He's like a big conservative now, right? I think it's all over Fox News.
Oh, yeah. Oh, wow. So he is. Golly, I didn't realize that.
I didn't think he was that bad on Monday Night Football.
Oh, man, yeah, he was. God, he was. Golly bum. Yeah, SNL and Saturday Night Live, and then he got into the politics deal. I'll be that blame. Well, it's either that or a preacher, right? That's what happens.
One way or the other.
You become a politician or a preacher.
I don't know. Retired wrestlers kind of get that market cornered.
Oh, that's true. 1-800-774-0093. We have tickets to give away to see Papa Roach, Asking Alexandria, one of my daughter Grace's favorite bands, and Bad Wolves.
Yep.
All of them coming to Charlotte on August 4th. It's time to win some tickets.
Yeah.
Hoom-bop, Spellenberg, hoom-bop, Spellenberg, hoom-bop, Spellenberg, hoom-bop,
ba-bow.
Time to call and rep your town. From Chesney to Greenville, we'll find the spelling champ, whether from Easley or Spartanburg. Can you beat the caller, that phone from Hendersonville? Tell me, who in the world will
win Spellenberg?
Can you spell pneumonia, or will you just pout and hang up? We'll find out who's witty, who really knows their words. If you gotta work, then get up. If you're coming home, then stay up to hear who in the world will
win Spellenberg.
If you're from Greer or from Taylor's, Anderson or Chesney, Bowling Springs to Hendersonville, just call up.
Yeah.
Hoom-bop, Spellenberg, hoom-bop. Spellenberg, boom-bop, Spellenberg, boom-bop,
ba-bow.
I could strip to that, too, I think.
We'll get to it, buddy.
I must have been a harlot in a former life. I don't know. I can sway back and forth about anything and take my britches off.
I beg your pardon.
You're welcome. 1-800-774-0093. Fatboy, you've arranged two different cities because that's the rules of Spellenberg. It's representing your fair town or city in a spelling bee kind of format. Representing Chesney, South Carolina, it's Joey. Hey, Joey.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Well, sir, how about yourself?
I am doing good.
Papa Roach, you'd like to go see him up in Charlotte?
I sure would.
And how far along did you go in school? I always ask the contestants on Spellenberg to give us a little insight.
I actually graduated.
Boo.
Fat boy, he did something that
wow
many people could not do.
That's why he's got a big ego, because he graduated.
All right, let's go to line three. It's Chesney versus Abbeville today. Hey, AJ.
How we doing?
Good, sir. How about you?
Not too bad today.
Did you put your phone in a box and then close it and you're talking to us through the box?
No, I do not. Hold on one second.
There, you sound much better now.
Much better. All right.
There we go.
He's operating right now.
Yeah.
He's a doctor. Thank you, AJ. All right, so here's the deal. We're playing Spellenberg Dare Edition. You remember Dare back in the 80s?
Yeah.
Don't do drugs.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Just say no. Remember, they bring the drug kits to school, and they'd show. I remember doing a game where they would have a picture of the drug, and you had to write down what brand or what drug it was.
I had it, too, Officer Cheeks.
Yeah, yeah, not for that. They play a game for tickets.
Hey, what are you doing right now, AJ? Is that you on the radio?
What you doing? What you up to?
All right. So, I will say a drug-related word. You will then scream your name, Joey and AJ, if you can spell it. Best of seven wins the Papa Roach tickets. Last place gets what, Fat Boy?
Nothing.
Not a damn thing.
High stakes.
Watch Papa nothing.
AJ, how far along the school did you go?
10th grade.
Nice.
Hey, I got him. I got him by a year and a half.
Fat Boy went halfway through his senior year. So, ha-ha. Yep. All right, here we go. Word number one, remember, they get progressively harder as we go. Scream your name if you know how to spell. Word number one, LSD.
AJ.
Joey.
I heard AJ first.
LSD.
One more time?
LSD.
That's right.
Really?
I thought you were going to do a who's on first with him.
Now, see, you could get somebody on ecstasy, because I remember when they used to sell ecstasy at Myrtle Beach, it was spelled XTC.
Yeah.
XTC. It was a cool little box that looked like a butterfly.
I used to trip my bees off with that stuff.
I'd go to Wings and get high. That was the old Myrtle Beach.
Yeah,
old me, too.
Yeah, now there's
the old me.
Much harder stuff down there now.
All right. What's the scoreboard looking like over there, FB?
Joey's got one. Joey.
There's AJ.
AJ's got one.
You said Joey had one.
AJ's got one.
All right, well, somebody else keeps score.
I got you.
Paige, you keep... Jimmy?
Yeah.
Jimmy keeps score.
Paige, Joey's got three.
Paige is pleading the fifth this hour. All right, here we go. Word number two, Spellenberg Dare Edition, Xanax.
You got one?
AJ.
AJ?
E-X-Y-N-A-Z.
That's incorrect.
I think you took a few of them.
Exynaz.
Would you like to go for the steal? Did he just hang up?
Yeah, he hung up.
Joey from Chesney just hung up.
Did he?
I mean, he's not on the screen anymore. Okay.
Well, whoever's next in line gets a shot at that word, and then they can play the rest of the way.
All right, pick up on
being a one.
Just go
home.
With line four.
It's Brittany and Morganton.
Brittany and Morganton. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, Brittany, you pick good right morning. Up. See how that works?
Yeah.
If you'd been calling from Abbeville, we couldn't have taken your call.
No.
All right. AJ, say hello to Brittany.
Hey, Brittany.
Hello.
Hello. All right, Brittany.
Can I try that word?
Yeah, I mean, I think she gets a shot at it, right?
You do get a shot at spelling Xanax. Spell Xanax.
Okay, it's X-A-N-X.
That's incorrect, too.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, damn right.
You got help and still can't get it.
Paige, what was it?
X-A-N-A-X.
That's right. Yes.
Right.
It's not. I know everybody's texting in Zannies. Z-A-N-N-E-I-S or I-E-S, all that.
Now, we got a problem because we can clearly hear Brittany's tag team partner in the background.
Every time she calls.
Yes, I'm sorry.
Brittany, who are you with right now?
I'm a stay-at-home mom, and I have three kids.
You're asking your kids how to spell Xanax?
No, that's my one-year-old.
You're asking your one-year-old how to spell Xanax?
No.
And he knew. He knew.
Do you remember her?
No.
She played the best / worst round of a game we played
that's
before the
break. Little leprechaun people.
Yeah, she played the worst game we ever played.
Is she the one that spelled gnomes with an N?
I think she was the last Spellenberg that was. It was the worst ever edition.
But it was the best.
Yeah.
It was the guest that accent.
That's what it was. It was the best ever.
Oh, man. Pull that and play it on the rewind in the morning. That was gold. That was gold. Okay. All right. So no more cheating. Don't talk to your toddler anymore and ask him how to spell drugs, okay?
Or whatever grown man that was.
Or whoever that was. All right. So what's the scoreboard looking like right now, Flobo?
AJ's got one. Hope you don't hang up.
All right. Here we go. Don't hang up, AJ. Yeah. Word number three, Spellenberg Dare Edition, is codeine. Codeine.
Brittany. C-O-N-D-I-N-E.
That's incorrect.
You say condine?
What would you do for one? What would you do for a condine bar?
Ah, you gotta play every game.
What do you say? You want to go for the that'd be the steal, AJ.
Might as well give it a shot. You don't lose a point for getting it wrong.
Codeine.
Yeah, I'll go for it. C-O-D-I-N-D-E.
No, that ain't it either. Paige, you want to spell codeine?
C C-O-N-D-E-N.
It's not Condyne either.
No, it's not. Did you say Condyne too?
People are texting, what would you do for a Zanny bar? It's Condyne.
Condyne.
Okay. This is fun. We need to take Brittany's number, and anytime we just...
Believe me, I got it. Okay. Type of B in the system, and it populates real quick.
Somebody spell codeine for him.
Well, I have the answer. Fat boy, you want to go for it?
Is it C-O-D-E-I-N-E?
That's right. Yeah. E before I.
It's not Condyne?
No. Codeine.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just play games all the time.
That's fun. All right, so right now, we're, two to nothing?
I know it's one to nothing, AJ.
Yeah, nobody can spell it. That's right. Okay. Damn it. All right, one to nothing.
Spell it.
You can't say that. You can't spell it either. I'm fighting for you, but we can't say it yet. All right, here we go. Word number four, Spellenberg, Dare Edition. The word is peyote. Peyote. No cheating, Britt.
AJ. Peyote. P-A-D-P-A-O-D-I-O.
That's not right. Brittany, spell peyote.
Spell patio.
P-E-A-D-Y-O.
Did you spell Peabody?
What was that?
Somebody's going to spell coyote for us over with, I guarantee it. Paige, you want to take a shot? Look, it ain't easy, y'all.
Y-O-T-E.
That's
peyote.
Right. Peyote. Peyote.
You mean all I had to do was sound it out?
All right. Scoreboard it again?
It's one to nothing.
Okay. All right. Alan Here we Jr. go. We're doing best of seven. Word number five. Spellenberg Dare Edition. The word is Vicodin. Vicodin.
Brittany. V-I-C-O-T-O-N-E.
Fagatoni. That sounds like an Italian dish. I ordered the OG.
Chicken fagatoni was great.
Hey, AJ, what, you want to give Vicodin a shot?
V-I-K-E-N-D-I.
No.
Vikendi?
No. That's Minnesota. Paige, you want to give it a shot? Vicodin.
I don't know. V-I-C-O-D-I-N.
That's right. That's
Do
right.
I spell it like you say it?
She's
like...
reading her prescription right now.
I can't take any opiates.
I know that. You used to give them to me. All right, here we go.
It's still one to nothing.
She's like, I can't take these pink ones. They make my stomach tore up. I said, I can.
Oh, my God.
They like footballs.
So
years ago, though.
Oh, God.
All right. Nobody can spell it. Still one nothing. I know. Word number six. Spellenberg Dare Edition. God bless. This is going to be bad. Oxycontin.
Brittany. O-X-Y-C-O-D. I-T-O-N.
Oxycontin. No.
Oxycontin.
That ain't it. Come on, AJ. You know how to spell Oxycontin.
O-X-Y-T-O-C-I-N.
Oxytocin.
I love y'all. Oxycontin. I love y'all both. Paige, Oxycontin.
I don't know if I can spell this.
It's not as it looks. It's really not.
O-X-I-C-O-I-D-I-N.
I don't know. It's Oxycontin. O-X-Y-C-O-N-T-I-N.
It doesn't get more phonetic than spell Oxycontin.
Oh, C-O-N Toledo.
There's, look at this screen. O-X-X-Y-C-O-T-T-O-N. Oxycontin. Hey, you sounded it out. All right, here we go.
I think you said Vicodin threw them off.
Vicodin.
Oxytocin, what AJ spelled, is a thing. It's a hormone.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Uh-oh, AJ. All right. Oh. Our last and final word.
Oh, come on.
I know. I would do it forever. I mean, the first word was LSD. I mean, yeah. All right. Set back and get ready to be entertained. Our last and final word, methamphetamine. Methamphetamine. Quit looking at your Amazon wish list, Brittany.
I have no clue on that.
Well, how about a guess? Meth? Spell it out or sound it out.
Yeah.
M-E-T-H-A-M B-I-P-H-E-N-E. I don't know.
That's incorrect. AJ for the steal. Sound it out. Methamphetamine.
Can I get another one?
Y-T-H.
What?
E-N.
What'd you just do?
Let him finish.
O-N. I have no clue.
It's from mythology. What?
The correct way to spell it.
That was Methinian.
Methinian. Hey, I give it a shot.
You did. Paige, you want to give it a shot? This is hard, y'all. I ain't making fun of nobody.
That's a pretty easy word.
M-Y-T-H.
I don't know. M-A-T-H. That's all I know,
Meth.
Meth. That's why they call it that.
And then amphetamine.
Spell amphetamine.
A-N. Is it A-N or E-N?
Can't tell you.
A-N. F-E-D. I've lost it. I need to write it down. Seven.
Umlaut.
Exclamation mark.
Ah, you stopped. Dot, dot. Smiley face emoji. Hashtag blow my brains out emoji.
What did you do?
You want to do it, Fatbo?
I can't stop.
He's so red right now. He looks like a solo
cup. Y'all gotta kill Fat Boy.
He did him 1D8. He just stopped. He just stopped.
It's a Fat Boy question.
Let me ask you this. AJ, are you married? You got a girlfriend?
Yes, sir. God, married.
Oh, well. Would she let you take Brittany to the Papa Roach concert?
Seriously, not that one.
Y'all ain't going to be able to read the signs to get there.
All right, here's what I'll... AJ, clear-cut winner. Well, I don't know about clear-cut, but AJ was our winner. But Brittany, we're going to have more tickets tomorrow. No matter what game it is, we will call you to play. Deal?
Okay, thank you.
All right, hold on. We'll take down your... Because I want her to play again no matter what it is.
You know what word he won off of?
LSD.
LSD. He's like a boogie with a hoodie. That's right. Well, AJ, you did it. What nobody thought you'd be able to do, and you've done it. Stink Martindale, jump up on that microphone and award him with this prize.
Congratulations, AJ. You're going to see Papa Roach, Asking Alexandria, and Bad Wolves live in Charlotte. Charlotte Metro Federal Credit Union Amphitheater, Sunday, August 4th.
Yes, sir. Congratulations, AJ.
Thank you. I'm just glad can't nobody else fail.
That's right. Can't never could, won't never would. Hold on, AJ. Golly, bum. There's some calories burned right there, y'all.
Enough.
Ooh.
That's the most cardio Fat Boy's done all year.
I gotta stop.
That's great.
All right. We will take a little break here.
My cheeks hurt.
We'll have you another grand in 40 minutes or so, but next, Paige will dive into the Plex and give us the news of the hour right after this. Morning, everybody.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show with Matt Man, 9, Paige, and Fat Boy.
93.3 The Planet rocks.
It's Rise Guys Headlines with Paige and her big ol' hoo-has.
Well, what are you going to get with the likes of Garth Brooks, Jack White, Keith Urban, George Strait, Casey Musgraves, Alan Jackson, Miranda Lambert, Pistol Annies, Darius Rucker, Little Big Town, Margot Price, Martina McBride, and Trisha Yearwood?
Birthday Bash 2019.
Hell yeah.
You had me at Casey Musgraves.
I did.
God, as long as she's wearing one of her little tutu dresses.
I don't care what she's wearing.
Well, I do.
She can wear a pantsuit. She'd be hot.
Well, this is all going to happen.
A little jumper.
April Whatever. 1st.
Jumper bones.
Everybody is uniting. It will benefit the Opry Trust Fund and the Country Music Hall of Fame and Museum, the proceeds from this.
Oh, that's
and they
a good
will
song.
Be celebrating Loretta Lynn's 87th birthday.
God. Did anybody put her on their list?
I don't think so.
Good. I'd befriend you if you, or befriend you if you did.
I thought somebody did. Thought one of you guys did. Let me look.
I don't think so.
No, I wouldn't.
Oh, no.
I wouldn't. No way.
Sacrilegious. So all the artists that are, Loretta talked about the show in a press conference, and she says, I love all the artists that are coming. I don't know them, but I listen to them, and it's great.
Yeah. That's incredible. She should at least be directed to say, of course I know who all these people are. She's like, I don't know who a lot of these people are. I'm 87. Yeah. But if they're coming to play for my birthday, then God bless them. So plus, if you book Garth, don't you get Trisha, like she's thrown in for free? Should be.
She's not too busy.
It's like when we opened for Tommy Chong that time, Jimmy.
Mm-hmm.
At the Comedy Zone in Charlotte.
Yep.
We actually didn't open for Tommy Chong. We opened for Tommy Chong's wife, who opened for Shelby Chong.
Yeah.
We opened for Shelby Chong. But it sounds better that we say we opened for Tommy Chong.
We also opened for him.
Yeah. Huh. Yeah.
Okay.
His dressing room was the size of a broom closet.
Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's, yeah, she's, his wife's 70 years old now. She's still good looking.
Shelby Chong?
Yeah.
No.
So you're wondering if Loretta's doing anything with music. She says she's writing again.
Yeah.
She likes to write, so, you know.
R. Kelly can't write.
In the past, she recorded with Jack White. We'll see what's coming up with her this time.
Wow. That would be an expensive concert ticket to pay for all those people.
Oh, yeah.
Plus, it's a charity benefit, too, so they throw some extra bucks in there.
Yeah. Well, part of that I'd enjoy. Part of it I would hate.
What would you hate about it?
I mean, I don't want to use the word hate, but I wouldn't care about seeing Martina McBride.
Neither, but that was my husband's favorite go-to girl. He loved her.
He called her T-Girl?
No, but I mean, if
that... means something different in Vegas.
If that was his cheat night, it would be with Martina McBride.
I thought that was for meals. No. You get a cheat night, like a hall pass?
Yeah, that's his hall pass.
You had a hall pass with Christopher? And that his hall pass was Martina McBride. Who's yours?
Not really.
Carl Perkins?
No, I didn't.
Little
I
Jimmy
really...
Dickens? Ernest T. Bass?
Jokingly, I had people that he would tell me that he would let me cheat with, but... You know, if I ever had the night alone with someone and said, okay, we're going to do it.
Lorenzo Lamas.
You know I chicken out, right?
Yes,
that had never happened.
That's why it's a fantasy.
It's all fantasy.
You ruined it.
I didn't ruin it. I'm just not going to say what my fantasy is because then you'll make fun of me.
No, we've made fun of you enough.
Want to go to Myrtle Waves with R. Kelly?
No, it'd probably be, you know, I don't know. Anyhow.
What is happening on this song?
I don't know.
Paige didn't even know who her fantasy would be.
It's changed.
Okay.
Right now it's Aquaman because you're a woman.
Yeah, right now
it's mimosas.
It would be that.
Yeah. Jason Mimosas. You know,
yeah, bottomless mimosa. Yep.
Bottomless mimosa.
It would be all about that. Yeah.
Really, though, you had, obviously, it's a fantasy thing.
Yeah.
His was Martina McBride. You didn't have a defined, if this happened, what if he ran into Martina? Her house was on fire. He ran in there. She's like, I'd like to repay you with something. Have this bosom.
Right. Yeah. I like Matthew McConaughey.
I don't think any of us are going to make fun of Matthew McConaughey.
No, he's pretty good looking.
Women want
and he's fun and, you know, I don't know.
Mine would be The Rock.
But see, the difference between my fantasy and his, mine would never happen in a million years, but he actually did meet Martina McBride in Nashville.
Just because you meet somebody don't mean they want some. I mean,
and
lots of people.
Elaborated
okay?
on how beautiful her blue eyes are and what a perfect woman she is. And I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I couldn't tell you about Matthew McConaughey because I've only seen him in the movies.
Mm.
So there's no real correlation there.
I got you.
Okay. And I can't go to Hollywood to look for him.
Yes.
But he could go to Nashville because he knows where she lives and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It sounds very stalkerish. What else is going on? Who else is having a birthday? Anybody?
No.
Okay.
But the National Safety Council just released an updated list on causes of death of 2017. So if you ever wonder what
glad you saved this for the end of the show.
What could kill you? Boy, do we have it. And this is kind of shocking. But, you know, randomly, like if you're going to get into a plane crash, it's like 1 in 188,000 people.
Yeah, but what is it?
Oh, hang on. We got to stop the news because Paige's phone is barking.
Oh, sorry.
I'm sorry.
They're very tired. They've been walking all day.
Yes.
Yes. Plane crash, 1 in 188,000. Train accident, 1 in 243,000. That's kind of bizarre. Like, that's never going to happen.
What if that was Matthew McConaughey calling you and said, hey, I deserve what you
once
said.
Once again, he would never call me. So
what's most likely to kill us?
What's most likely to kill you is... dying of some disease or
dying.
Or like an overdose. So here's the top five. Opioid overdose. 1 in 96 people.
Oh wow.
See, that's what's so shocking. That yeah. it's okay, mm-hmm. and here are the top four. Suicide, 1 in 88 people.
Oh wow.
It gets worse. So here's the top three. Lung disease, 1 in 27 people. This is going to make you run to the doctors. Cancer, 1 in 7 people. Heart disease, the odds are 1 in 6 that it will kill you. 1 in 6 people you could have a heart attack and die.
Hmm. Yeah, I mean, those diseases, at least, you know, they make some sense. There's things we can do about all of them, but man, the overdoses and the suicides just up all the time. That's unfortunate.
That's why I put like plane crash or automobile. That's not going to happen, and that's your biggest fear. But
I mean, it could happen. It happens every day.
Yeah.
Well, the automobile, not the plane. Planes don't
crash. But you should take care of yourself, and that's what it comes down to, because that's what you should be afraid of, dying from something that you've done to your body.
Well, what about lightning strikes? Is that on the list? Lightning.
Yeah. 1 in 218,000.
Yeah, it's not likely to get you.
No. Getting attacked by a dog?
Yeah,
well, I mean, it'd have to be a big doll, right, to
or
kill you?
A pack of them.
1 in 115,000. So a wasp, bee, 1 in 46,000 to be stung by that.
Vaginae.
Okay.
Not on the list.
I mean, it's just, you know, just better think about what you have and take an inventory on how well you take care of your body.
Yeah.
You know, and that's in the next year. Because if you're 1 in 6 people, it could happen any time.
Are you 1 in 6 people, Matt?
Yes.
Well, I mean, you could be. It could happen any time, any day, any minute.
I used to be 2 in 6 people. I was so big.
Vaginae.
All right. So the hottest meme that's out right now, if you look on social media, especially Facebook.
Dude, when I was looking up how to spell the words for Spellenberg Dare Edition,
yeah.
There's a hashtag called methamphetamemes.
Oh, boy.
And it's people that are on meth. It's funny, but it's sad because these people don't realize you're taking their picture and making memes, methamphetamines.
Yeah,
so I made one.
Yeah, that's funny.
Well, really it's this is kind of like the hottest thing right now. It's the 09 and 2019 challenge. So you're going to have a picture of yourself in 09, and then 10 years later in 2019, and post a picture side by side. So one the way you were before, and the one the way you look right now.
Oh, yeah. I've seen probably thousands of these pop up in the last week.
So hashtag 10-year challenge or hashtag 2009 versus 2019.
I picked a picture of me from 10 years ago. It looks nothing like me, though.
It looks like Brutus the Barber Beefcake.
Oh, geez. Thanks yeah, a lot.
I like your boots, though. They're sexy.
Now that it's become
eyes are up here, Paige.
Now that it's become a meme is great. Like the ones with the bags of onions is funny.
Yeah. Well, I don't know that one. Yeah, I'm not going to act like I know. What
it's
is
right
it?
Here. 2008, 2018.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Woo! So, if you take the challenge.
It's not a challenge. It's another way to recycle old pictures. You ain't got nothing going on.
You can't call it a challenge. I mean, you certainly can't call it a challenge.
But
right?
Wasn't this called the puberty challenge last week when everybody was doing this? Posting a picture of you before puberty and after? Like,
yep.
Do something new with your life.
And why is everything called a challenge? This is not a challenge.
Yeah, what was the one where they dumped cold water on you?
That kind of was a challenge.
That was more of a challenge.
Because you would say, hey, I challenge Matt to dump a bucket of water on his head for this charity, right? So that is
give me
challenge.
Trent Dilfer in here. I'll dunk him right now. He's a buck.
Mm-hmm.
So that, you know, that is a challenge, but I'm not going to say, hey, I'm going to post these pictures of myself. I challenge all of you to be so daring to post pictures of yourself 10 years ago to see what's going to happen.
I hated the way I
10 years
see,
ago,
this is
really?
More of a clear example of me not having an ego. I looked like crap 10 years ago.
Oh,
I looked awful. I look great now.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, just put the head on.
People can't hear me laughing when I say it, or
put
see me.
Put your face
laughing.
On the body now, and that's the challenge.
I would look like a bobblehead.
Yes, you would.
How do you lose weight in your head? Jimmy and I both have done it. We've lost weight in our skull. My head was way, and I'm not talking figuratively. My skull used to be bigger.
Yeah.
It's Mandela effect.
There's no really exercises is. That I can tell you to do for that. I mean, you know, you would have to have lipos.
Yeah, lipos on lipos on lipos.
Lipo on your cheeks.
Yeah. But, you'd build the wall out of our leftover skin.
And the chin and the implant, if you had.
All right, that's enough.
I'm not picking on you. I'm just saying that's how you would change it. That's the only way I know because you can't do sit-ups on your face. I mean, there's no exercise.
Well, you can do them on yours.
Face-ups, and it's not, you're not going to.
I'll do push-ups on your face, Paige.
You can't really tone it.
Oh,
Lord. All right.
Exercise is overrated anyway. Just laugh all day.
Isn't it toning your face when you laugh as hard as we were earlier and your cheeks hurt? That tones your face up, right?
It does.
You get sore muscles.
But then it gives you lines, so you got to be very careful.
Well, you're going to have those when you're old either way. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Everybody gets old.
That's when you go get the Botox.
Hopefully.
Yeah. That's when you start looking weird.
I got this 11 gimmick going on with my nose. When I wince like this, it looks like an 11 on
my... stop frowning.
You furrow
I'm not
your
frowning.
Brows.
You
furrow
you
your eyebrows a lot. And that's what gives you that, I think. Kind
of even when I'm smiling surprised, there's an 11 there.
Yeah. You furrow your brows more than anybody I've ever known.
You do.
But I see you more than I see most people. They're always furrowed.
It's like there's a straight line that just pops it. Fill in the blank.
Why you scowl so much, Matt, man?
It's not a scowl. That's my surprise look, too. Look.
Yeah.
You learned that in acting.
You
want to
see my horny face?
Oh, yes.
Watch. Okay, you turn around. All right.
What?
This the O face?
Okay. Horny face.
There it is.
And just imagine right now.
What?
And just imagine right now. What is that from?
I don't know. It says Deaf Matt.
I had put something in my mouth on the show, and it numbed my... Play it again. And just imagine right now. It numbed my tongue or something. I can't remember what it was.
Trump has the 11, too. Look at him.
Does he really?
Yeah.
You're right. I got it.
Finally in common with that man.
Yeah. I don't eat at McDonald's.
All right.
I got the 11.
Close back on. Well, I'm Paige, and those are your Ice Guys headlines.
Yeah, I just took off my shoe and smelled it. I smelled something in here, and I was trying to tell if I ain't wore these shoes in a while. Jimmy, you caught some of that, too?
No, I didn't smell it, man.
Oh. You dealt it.
Why were you looking at me? Oh, were you doing? Oh, you were doing the face.
Yeah,
I thought you were looking at me like
I. No, I was doing the scowl.
I thought you were looking at me like, oh, did you fart? Giving me that look.
It wasn't a fart. It was a shoe. That's worse.
But he was just doing the face like he smelled something bad.
Yeah, I was just doing that face. I was just making that expression. I didn't smell nothing.
Can we play that game, Fart or Matt's Shoe? We get Brittany to come in.
Yeah, Brittany's play that. She can't spell Matt's Shoe, I bet.
You'd have to ask a kid, is this a fart or not?
Oh, my God, stop. All right, then. Well, I signed off a long time ago.
Oh, you did? I apologize
yes,
about that. All right.
I did.
We'll take a little break here in about 10, 11 minutes. We got you $1,000 with the winner edition of the P1 Payoff. And Season 16, Episode 1 will come to a close right after this.
All you got to do is like the Rise Guys at Facebook.com/933ThePlanet. The proud home of the Rise Guys Morning Show. 93.3. The planet just rocks.
I tell you what. Golly bummers. We've come a long way. From show one to this day, I have not laughed so much in a long, long time. Since I looked in the mirror this morning after the shower.
Mm-hmm.
I got an ego. I'm constantly berating myself.
Just a wrinkle.
Degrading myself. Thank you to everybody who called, Facebook, Instagram, Snapchatted, Grinded, all that stuff. We had a good time. Hopefully you did. Get today's podcast. Go to theriseguys.com, iTunes, Google Play, or text podcast to 72341. More Papa Roach tickets tomorrow. If you missed today's Truth and Consequences, that'll be re-premiered, as well as Week 3 of the P1 Payoff continuing. Paige is going to keep that going up next. Here in about 7 minutes, she'll have a keyword for you. Text it to 72881. I appreciate each of you. I really do.
And we appreciate you, Matthew.
I appreciate you nine, you Paige, everybody.
About that big ego.
No, we really, really do. We would not have lasted without you listening, spreading the word, listening. Everything. Thank you so much. We'll be back tomorrow. Thank you.
The Johnny, here it comes. A 93-minute rock block is locked and loaded. It begins next on 93.3 The Planet.
Rocks.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.